Electric Avenue, that's Eddie Grant on Nova 103.5. We're once again talking Namibia Youth Invitational, and I've got Kristen in the studio with me once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I feel so welcome.
You come here, you become part of the team soon enough. We'll assimilate you. Well, you got a good voice, so
thanks, you never know.
All right, so we're talking about the Namibia Youth Invitational again. Yes. For anyone who missed our last interview, maybe just catch us up a bit. What's it all about? When's it happening? Where's it happening?
All right, just a quick run through. So it's from the 7th to the 12th of July. We're going to be having or hosting rugby as well as hockey. And what's unique about this tournament is we have some local teams playing, but there's some teams across the border from South Africa coming in as well, the likes of Colours Cowboys, SA Dream Hunters, Paul Boys High, who won the trophy last year. They're going to bring the cup back to come and compete for it.
And hopefully give it to one of our guys.
Oh, we hope so. Let's see. Let's not count our guys out. And then, so really the aim of this tournament is to give playing time to the kids. To, you know, you can't grow without playing. Mm. And then with that, we're also going to have amazing stalls there. It's going to be Slow Town Coffee. Beef Co is going to have a lovely store there with all their products. We're going to be having our Living Ball stand there. There's going to be music. There's going to be big hits. There's going to be awesome plays by the hockey. I think it's just going to be a lekker week of youth sport.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time falling within the holidays as well. So yes, that people can, you know, not only the kids can play, but hopefully the parents can get some time off and come and support their kids as
exactly
well.
And that.
You know, loads of people arriving. You said there are tickets available in advance, but you can also get at the gate.
That's correct, for $20 every day.
Yes, all right.
And then I forgot to mention it's at WAP Sport Grounds, mm-hmm, there by Wanderers in Pioneers Park.
Okay, cool. So you were talking about these South African teams coming up and the importance of getting playing time.
Yes.
Yesterday I was chatting to Jacques Berger, obviously talking about the Namibian rugby team. And even there, you know, he's saying, talking about the importance of playing time and getting to face opponents like Italy, like they were going to be facing today.
Yes.
So you were telling me a little bit earlier before we went on air about this tournament also somehow being a selection for a Namibian team?
That's correct. So we have some, I don't think I'll name the selectors now, but we have some shadow selectors who will be there at the rugby as well as at the hockey, who are going to be scouting our local guys, seeing who's playing well, who can fit the cut. And basically what's going to happen, this was an idea that Sean, the owner of Gravity, came up with, where we thought, okay, why not take it a bit further and select these guys and go to South Africa and play there. So last year, a team was selected under the name of the Gravity Desert Stallions. And so they went to the sport festival in Wellington at the end of last year. Mm. They came home with 4 wins out of 4.
Nice.
Really did us proud. Some of those boys even made it to the under-20 Arthur's Trophy Namibian team. So it's really something we were looking to kickstart again and just see where we're going with it.
Some added incentive for all the youngsters.
Definitely.
The scouts are there. They're watching you. You better be playing at your hardest and giving it your all. Kristen, also, I know you guys, to be able to keep up with all the information, you guys have got a very active Facebook page that you're putting stuff out there. That's Gravity Live. But you've also got an app.
Yes, that's correct. So with this year, what we're kind of going to do, we're going to kind of stick more to the pen and paper, going to be working on written out team sheets. We just find sometimes that works a bit better.
Okay. But can people download the app to find out more information about Gravity Live, or is it best to just go to the Facebook page?
I would say right now, I think Gravity Live, the Facebook and the YouTube and the Instagram is quite searing hot. So I would say somehow just go straight there.
Okay, cool. So there we go. That is the Namibia Youth Invitational, rugby and hockey.
That's correct.
8 touring teams versus regional school teams. Well, at least 8 rugby teams, I believe. I'm not sure how many hockey teams. Is it also 8 or?
Let me count quickly. St. Paul's, St. George's, Red Team. We've got Paul Boys Eyes hockey team as well. And then VIS and VAP, so 6 teams.
Okay, so 6 teams there, and so rugby and hockey action. The youngsters getting to play and getting scouted at the same time. 7th to the 12th of July at the VAP Sportfields at Wanderers in Pioneers Park. $20 gets you in. What time do we say everything starts again?
So for the hockey, you can already start coming at around 8 o'clock, and then by the rugby, from lunchtime side, let's say 1 o'clock, you can start coming in for the first games.
Excellent. Kristen, thanks so much for coming in again.
It's a big pleasure. Thanks again for having me.